Hello, everybody. It is Alan from Breaking and Entering, and you are listening to episode 22 of the Breaking and Entering podcast. This week, we're talking to Tim from Cut Copy. The band's latest single, Love Is All We Share, is out now, as well as the remix from Patrick Holland. And Tim sat down with us to talk about everything from creating the new album and writing new music to the Milwaukee Bucks. Without further ado, Tim from Cut Copy on the Breaking and Entering podcast. All right, so we are here with Tim from Cut Copy. The new single is out, Love Is All We Share. Does it feel like there's some weight getting, you know, weight off your shoulders, getting some new music out there to the world?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's always, well, you know, generally it's always an exciting time when you've kind of been working on something and it finally sees the light of day. Obviously, the circumstances that we've kind of found ourselves in and the timing of the releases, it's kind of taken on a new kind of meaning to the song to people, perhaps, is what I've been taking from the reaction, which is something that's great. I think one thing we were going to release a different song.
Okay.
And at the last minute, we decided to switch to this one just because it seemed to resonate with the times a bit more, even though when it was written, wasn't intended for this.
I was going to say, I feel like this song is very relatable to, you know, the current day. And I know that it was written, you know, prior, but it does feel good to know that was kind of like just kind of perfect timing for that. Have you gotten to actually see the guys from the band, you know, since everybody's been quarantined away? Or, I mean, have you guys been able to communicate a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much how we've been communicating the last couple of months is how we communicated all throughout last year when we were kind of like working on this track and just working on music in general, because we're all living in separate places. We were kind of, we'd all moved away. Well, most of us had moved away from Melbourne in the last kind of 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And so, you know, a lot of making new music is kind of being done in isolation from one another. So, like, feels like we've been tackling this way of working for the last kind of couple of years. So, yeah, and I think probably more than anything, communication is pretty key at the moment. So,
okay.
Yeah, we've been certainly staying in touch.
Yeah, definitely. And with a new single, I would assume that would mean that there's a new record at some point in the near future, or can we not say anything about that yet?
You would hope so. Okay. You would certainly hope so. But yeah, I mean, we've been working on music nonstop, like probably since we finished touring the last record. So yeah. I think there will definitely be some more things in the pipeline.
Sure.
Hopefully that's not too vague.
Sorry. Yeah. Generally, you guys kind of take a little bit of time. You know, you're not on the standard, like, one album a year, album every other year. You usually have about 3 to 4 years between albums. Has there ever been any kind of, like, consideration with, like, how music is released now, to sort of change that process or to try and put something out that's like quicker? Or, I mean, do you still feel like you guys would rather take your time with something like that?
Yeah, it's funny. I think when this track kind of came out and then a lot of people were kind of writing that, you know, it's taken this long, we're finally back. And ironically, we thought we actually were really quick this time. Time just seems to go by so quick. I mean, we actually kind of finished this song about a year ago in Melbourne. It was one chance we were all able to be together in the same place and work on some stuff. And then, yeah, things, it seems like there's such a long process between finishing music and releasing it. Like,
right.
For us, at least, like, we're trying to figure out a way to do it a lot quicker. And this is also the first time we're without a record label and we're releasing music ourselves. So I think it's taken a bit longer to kind of figure out how to do it because we've never really done that before.
Sure.
For Cut Copy. But obviously, yeah, we're, like, keeping pretty busy. Like, I released Sanctuary Lakes album with my friend Andy from the Midnight Juggernauts, something that we worked on in the last 2 years. And Ben's been working on solo stuff, and Dan running Cutter's Records and still working on Bobby Boomerang, his solo thing. So there's always kind of stuff happening, but certainly it would be great to be able to release a lot quicker because we're not getting any younger.
Yes, and kind of in a similar theme to that, the band has been around for a while now, and you've been, you know, in the band since 2003. For you, for Cut Copy, what has kind of been the biggest way that you've seen the band really like evolve and change over time?
I think it's really probably in the records. Like when I listen to the records, like I think after we finish and we're touring a record, we kind of, it's a long time before we revisit, you know, something that we've done in the past. So when I listen to like our first record and to like the one that we've or the thing that we've been working on, that's kind of where I see the most growth, I think. Mm. Certainly, like I feel like the shows, like that energy from the early, you know, Cut Copy shows to now hasn't changed a whole lot. I feel like, you know, we've tried to keep the shows as kind of engaging for the audience and quite energetic. But yeah, certainly, I guess in the recorded material is kind of when you really notice the kind of the growth and the change. And it certainly kind of triggers certain moments probably in our lives that, you know, things that were happening at the time. So I guess you can kind of reflect a bit internally about what was kind of happening personally and stuff at those times. It's crazy to think that we've been going on this long.
Yeah. And I do have to ask about the new single. There's a remix that's out now as well, from Patrick Holland. How does that process work for you guys? Were you looking for somebody that you wanted to, you know, come and do a remix of the song, or did Patrick approach you? How did that sort of thing come about?
We were a fan of Patrick's work. He was releasing material under Project Pablo for the last few years, and he's just gone to his birth name for his artist name.
Sure.
He's an artist that we've really enjoy. Like Dan and I would DJ his stuff out all the time. And something that I guess that you can take away from Love Is All We Share is it's not really built for the dance floor, and it's quite it's a lot sparser and kind of, I guess, immersive has been a buzzword that's been thrown around a little bit. And I guess we kind of, you know, we're still kind of very much involved in club culture, like Dan and I DJ, and we kind of bringing a kind of more clubbier kind of version to the newer material probably seems even more important now than in previously, just because of the nature of what the new material is sounding like. It's just a shame that we can't. We were talking with Patrick just via Instagram and just saying, like, I just want to be able to play this out.
Right.
And it just sucks that, yeah, we're kind of getting getting some like really interesting DJ mixes, but not being able to play them in a club is kind of a bit of a tease at the moment. But I think that aspect of Cut Copy is always going to be important.
Sure.
Certainly.
When he came back to you guys with the remix, was there anything that you were like, because it does have a very different feel from, you know, obviously the original, like we said, but was there anything that you came back and said, you know, hey, maybe fix this or change this kind of thing, or is it just kind of, he had free range to kind of work with the song?
Yeah, we gave him free range, like, absolutely. I think with any remix, it's like, we love their work, so it's like, whatever you think this song is, I guess probably we may have actually guided people in that, you know, we're looking for something that can be played in clubs, because the original material is probably not that suited for that.
Sure.
I think he managed to find a kind of a euphoria in the track that was maybe hinted at, but he kind of brought that out, and certainly it's like, you know, the 3 a.m.
right,
backroom club euphoria that you kind of, that's kind of, I think, what it kind of perfectly captures. So it'd be really interesting to see how the reactions are when we eventually get to play this out.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, we've talked about the new record, and you kind of mentioned, you know, playing out live and things like that. Is there something that, you know, is there one that you miss more than the other? I mean, do you really prefer to be on stage or to be in the studio more? I guess that's the way I would phrase that is, do you miss or do you enjoy the studio or playing out live more?
It certainly goes through phases. I think, usually kind of we work on records kind of quite intensely. So by the time we're finished, like the idea of getting out on the road is like a welcome reprieve from that kind of insular way of working. And, so, you know, we were excited to, be playing this new material, and I was in Australia in February, end of February, start of March, and we had two shows. We were supporting New Order, and it was literally the last show in Australia that was played, like last kind of concert, and we were kind of excited, like the way the newer material was sounding live and being able to present it in live context. So I think we were certainly looking forward to this coming year of shows that we had booked that are now cancelled. I think, yeah, I'm quite happy personally being at home and being in the studio and working on material. But I've certainly missed that interaction, because it's probably the best gauge of how people respond to the new record is when you're actually playing it in front of them. And
yeah,
we won't have that at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. Kind of keeping in tune with that and, you know, working on music and things like that. Who have you been listening to that is kind of, you know, that you've kind of hear like sneaking out into the music that you've been working on? Is there any particular acts that kind of come to mind?
I think maybe when we started working on the new material, we had a very, we made a decision in the beginning that it was just like, Cut Copy Records are quite awesome, they're quite dense, you know, sonically. There's a lot of layers, there's a lot of parts. And I think maybe we had made the decision early on to just like, let's just try and make something really compelling out of a handful of elements, you know.
Sure.
Which is essentially, you know, what Love Is All We Share is. It's quite sparse and quite minimal. And a lot kind of colder sounding, I guess, is something which was, you know, a lot of this record was written or sung, was written, you know, in the middle of winter in Denmark, where Dan was living at the time, and I'm in New York City, so it was like in the dead of winter there. So I think that, like, you know, we always say art is always a product of its environment. So I feel like that was really playing into the newer material. So yeah. I don't know if it was necessarily a lot of stuff that we were listening to, but certainly, yeah, just like we had a very, I guess, a mission statement, you know, before we started kind of working on newer material.
Yeah, sort of absorbing the environment as opposed to one particular act. Okay. So we have a couple quick ones that want to get out. You know, we'll get you out of here after that. First off, you know, when you know, before all this sort of happened, nobody had, you know, you guys were on the road and you were doing a lot. Is there something that you were able to pick up during quarantine that you haven't had a chance to maybe do, you know, beforehand, that you just never could get around to? Anything that, you know, you've been working on?
Certainly a lot of things around the house that were that have been neglected or overlooked, which I think a lot of people have been doing that. But I think maybe trying to stay in touch with people a lot more, I think, because a lot of my family and friends are back home in Australia and I'm in New York. So just kind of that kind of contact with people, like maybe certainly take some kind of friendships and stuff for granted, and you know, probably don't check in with people as much as, you know, I should be. So certainly been concentrating on that. Like certainly in the early parts of this at this time, and didn't work on any music, to be honest. Like didn't feel like it at all. Like, which was, I've heard some people kind of say that, and it was just like, yeah, I don't know why, like I had all this extra time, and but I hadn't really picked up a guitar or a keyboard or even turned on the computer. So
yeah,
that's changed probably in the last couple of weeks. But yeah, but you know, probably just trying to connect with people. It's probably the most important thing at the moment.
Okay. And then lastly, anything that you would like to pass on to the people listening at home, to Cut Copy fans, that about, you know, what's coming up for the band and any kind of messages to pass on to them?
Well, I can't believe we've been speaking for 20 minutes and we haven't talked about the Milwaukee Bucks. What's happening? What's happening there?
They're bringing back the season soon. We're hoping for we're on top, and you know, I would have been fine if they would have finished the season and if they would have just gave us the championship. But we'll take the win, you know, how we can take it, you know?
I know. I was really excited by the Bucks this year. I was like, I mean, I've kind of have been the last couple of years, but it was certainly, yeah, things were building towards this epic kind of climax. So, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen there, but yeah, it's certainly been an exciting team. Like, what is it like in Milwaukee now? Like, how locked down are you guys at the moment?
We are just starting to kind of start opening things back up. There's a big bar scene here because we're a beer city, we're a drinking town. That is sort of like been the main thing, is that people are first starting to get back out and do a lot of like the carry out stuff. We're not probably anywhere near as locked down as like New York City has been. But yeah, it's definitely a new experience for real over here. So
cool. And all your family and friends and stuff are like all safe and well? Everyone's been good?
Yeah, definitely. Everybody has been good. A lot of the people that I've talked to have, you know, been staying safe and, you know, staying out of harm's way for sure. So I'm hoping everybody's good over by you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, New York's wild.
Yeah.
I mean, the entire country is kind of wild at the moment.
Yeah.
But yeah, like everyone around, like I'm in Brooklyn and everyone here is like being really good, you know, like everyone's doing the social distancing thing. And like you see more and more people outside, but everyone's wearing masks and keeping their distance. It's like, feels like we're hopefully turning a corner here. But yeah, how long that road is back is anyone's guess.
Yeah, exactly. We cannot wait for, you know, to have music back here, to have really live music coming back. It's going to be a while, but we're hoping for that. And we can't wait to hopefully maybe have Cut Copy coming out at some point, you know, in the near future.
Absolutely. As soon as we can, we will definitely be out there. And I would love to catch a Bucks game.
Yeah.
I would love to come down and do that. That would be awesome.
We can arrange that at some point when they start playing back in town for sure. So
excellent. I will definitely take you up on that.
All right, and thank you again to Tim from Cut Copy for taking the time to sit down and talk with us. Don't forget to stream the new single, Love Is All We Share, anywhere that you're streaming music. And you can check out new music daily at breakingandentering.net. You can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, TikTok, and just about anywhere else on the internet. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on the B&E Podcast.